We thank the Lord for allowing us to delve into His Word this morning. You may turn with me, please, in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2.
我们一起来看圣经约翰一书。
1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17.
第二章15节到17节。
Verse 15, do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
我要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。The
world is passing away, and also its lusts, but the one who does the will of God lives forever.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。May
you please join me in a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to give you our thanks for gathering us here this morning. Indeed, it is by your grace and mercy that your children can be gathered together to hear your word. So, Father, we just ask that you may indeed speak to each of us individually. Reveal your truth to us. We may see our ways and repent. And that your word will not go back to you empty-handed. May you watch over the meeting this morning.
We
pray all these things in your Son's most holy and precious name.
Amen.
Amen. I recently learned a new word.
我们在每一次学一个新词的时候
I did specifically, so that word is polysemy.
比如说像这个我这个字就是一个多义词。
And so polysemy, if you haven't heard of this term before, a polysemy is essentially a word that could mean several different things.
假如你没听过这个词，多义词意思是说它可以有多种意思。
So take, for example, the English word man.
比如说像英文单词 man.
In English, man can refer to the human race.
这个词可以在那里说是人类。
It could also specifically refer to a male gender within the human species, like man versus woman.
或者呢，它可以说到人类物种中的那个男性，好像就是男性和女性的区别。
You can also use man to describe the adult human male. So, for example, man versus boy.
也可以用来描写、描述一个成年的男性，好像成年的男子和男孩。
Man can also be used as a verb to mean to operate something, like manning a vehicle.
或者它可以作为一个动词来说到在那里操作一件事情，像是开车。
Sometimes man can be used as an exclamation to express surprise or an intense feeling.
有的时候这个字呢，还可以用来表示一种惊讶，好像什么时候突然这个发生了，哦，这件事情说，哦，火急。
So for example, I can say, oh man, it's snowing again.
或者说，哦，又下雨了，又下雪了。
I found out polysemies also exist in Mandarin.
在中文里面同样也有这个多义词。
So consider the Chinese character, 打.
Oh, 我们在这里想到中文的那个字, 打。
So the word itself is a verb that means to hit.
这个字作为动词的时候就是打的意思。
But when you use it in conjunction with other words, we see the meaning of 打 change.
当这个字跟其他的一起用的时候，你会发觉它的意思有变化。
For example, when the word 打 is used with phone or 电话, 打电话 means to make a phone call.
所以当这个字跟电话一起使用的时候，打电话就是好像在问候人。
I would hope nobody's actually physically hitting their phone.
希望没有人真是在那里实实在在在那里打电话。
When you use a sports, 打球 means to play the sport.
或者在在这个字跟那个运动连在一起的时候呢，说打球的时候就是运动。
打 could also mean to burp when you say 打嗝。
或者就说我们在那里说到那个打嗝。
So it becomes clear then that when we deal with polysemies, knowing the context is crucial to understanding the true meaning of the word.
所以当在这里看这个多义词的时候，很重要的是要看这个词的上下左上下的文。
Now the reason I bring up polysemies is because the verses we read in 1 John contain a polysemy.
为什么我会提说到这个多义词呢？因为当我们在读约翰一书的时候，我们看到有多义词。
Because verses 15 to 17 contain the polysemy world.
在二章的十五十七节里面一直提到这个字，就是世界，是个多义词。
We need to properly understand what world is referring to here if we are to carry out this commandment from John.
所以我们需要来这里学习，看这个世界到底是什么意思，从上下文来明白，好遵守这个命令。
After all,Isn't John the same person who wrote in John 3:16, which is probably the most famous verse in Scripture that tells us, For God so loved the world.
这个约翰一书的作者约翰，他写同样也写了一个非常有名的一个经节，说到神爱世人。
How come God loves the world there, but here John tells us not to love the world?
为什么在那里约翰说神爱世人，但在这里却说不要爱世界。
And based on the Chinese translation, I think you might have noticed that there is a slight difference.
在中文翻译里头，你已经能够感觉到这个两个的一些不同。
So the word world in the New Testament is originally the Greek word cosmos.
在新约圣经里面，这个世界其实最早是从希腊语里面那个宇宙这个字。
And cosmos generally has four meanings in the Bible.
这个字在圣经里面有四种解释。
So first, cosmos can refer to the entirety of creation or the universe.
它可以意味着一个整个的创造，整个宇宙的创造。
For example, Acts chapter 17, it says in verse 24, The God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands.
比如说在使徒行传十七章的二十四节说到创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。
So those who understand Chinese, you might have noticed the translation in Chinese correctly translates cosmos as universe.
这个中文圣经的翻译准确的在那里说是创造宇宙。
Cosmos can also be used to describe the physical planet man dwells on.
这个字呢，也可以在那里指地球。就是我们生活的那个物质的星球
Right, aka Earth
就是地球
1 John 4:17 says By this love is perfected with us So that we may have confidence in a day of judgment Because as he is, so also are we in this world
在约翰一书的四章十七节讲到这样爱在我们里面得以完全我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
We are in this world, that is, we live on the planet Earth today.
我们在这世上的意思就是说，我们今天生活在这地球上。
And third, cosmos can refer to mankind who live in this fallen world.
这第三个意思呢，就说到我们生活在堕落世界中的人类。
And this is the definition of cosmos that should be applied to John 3:16.
这个是。在约翰福音三章十六节真正的意思。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So God loves mankind even though we are so full of sin, that he would be willing to send his son to die for us.
神这样子的爱世人。所以他赐他的独生子，让他为我们死，叫我们得着永生。
So the first three definition of cosmos are all things we ought to have love and affection for.
这前面这三种的解释， 都是说到了我们应该热爱的或者热爱的事物。
We should admire God's creation.
我们应该敬仰神的创造。
We should take care of the earth.
我们也应该爱护地球。
And we should love other people.
我们应该关爱他人。
But there's a fourth definition of cosmos that we need to be on guard against.
但是有第四种的这个定义呢，我们需要提防的。
Cosmos can refer to the sinful system that is hostile to God.
世界呢，可能也意味着就是与神为敌的这个罪恶的系统。
And it is an evil system under the dominion of the evil one.
是在邪恶统治下的一种邪恶的系统或者制度。
It contains all the affairs of the world that oppose the cause of Christ.
它包含世上一切的反对基督的事情。
It comprises of all the things in the world that causes the believer to stumble.
它也包括了使使徒跌倒的一切的事物。
And this is the cosmos John is telling us not to love in 1 John chapter 2.
这就是约翰在那里说让我们不要爱世界的那个含义。
1 John chapter 2 verse 15, do not love the world nor the things in the world.
所以在约翰一书二章十五节上说不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Now this might seem to be a straightforward or perhaps even obvious command.
这个看起来是一个非常简单直接的一个命令。
But John was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write these words because we often lose sight of this.
在这里约翰实在是因着圣灵的感动把这个命令告诉我们因为他是受了圣灵的引导。
No matter what stage of life we are in,
无论我们是在这个生活的哪一个阶段,
we face multitudes of temptations.
我们常常遇到很多的试探引诱。
And so we need to commit ourselves daily to not loving the world.
我们每一天必须在这里学习不要爱世界。
The unfortunate reality is that many believers, including myself, we try to compromise in our love.
很可惜的是许多的信徒也包括我自己在内常常在爱世界。
We try to love both God and the world at the same time.
我们试图在那里既爱神又爱世界。
We might say to ourselves, I'll love God 50% of the time and the world with the other half.
我常常好像对主说 50% 的时间给你另外 50% 的时间留给世界。
Or maybe we convince ourselves that we're extra pious and say, actually, all of God 75% and the world only 25%.
或者我觉得我比较敬天一点，我把75%的时间给神，留下25%的时间给世界。
All of God more and the world less.
我爱神更多一点，爱世界少一点。
But brothers and sisters, this will never work.
弟兄姐妹，这个永远不可能成功。
Because what does John say in verse 15?
在这里我们看见约翰在25节里头说
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
他说若有人爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Loving God and loving the world are mutually exclusive acts.
爱神跟爱世界两个是相互抵触相互抵对。
You can't love both simultaneously.
我们不可能同时爱两个。
It's like a foolish man who tries to love both his wife and his mistress.
就像一个愚蠢的男人，他在那里又爱他的妻子，又爱他的情妇。
But he isn't loving his mistress and his wife.
其实他不是同时的爱他的妻子和情妇。
He's loving his mistress instead of his wife.
他实在是爱他的情妇，代替了他所该爱的妻子。
So similarly, when we are loving the world, we are loving the world instead of God.
所以当我们在那里要爱世界的时候，其实我们是爱了世界，代替了我们应该爱的神。
Now, I use this example of infidelity because this is actually referenced throughout the Old Testament.
我用这个例子，因为在旧约里面用的，常常用的这些例子。
And it's used when describing Israel's worship of idols.
讲到以色列人的拜偶像。
Consider the words in Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 20.
在耶利米书三章二十节里。
It says, Surely as a woman treacherously departs from her lover, so you have dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, declares the Lord.
以色列家，你们向我行诡诈，正像妻子向诡诈行诡诈离开她丈夫一样。这是耶和华说的。
Or consider Hosea chapter 4.
在何西亚书四章里面。
It says this in verses 11 and 12.
十一到十二节说道。
Harlotry, wine, and new wine take away the understanding. My people consult their wooden idol, and their diviner's wand informs them. For spirit of harlotry has led them astray, and they have played the harlot, departing from their God.
奸淫和酒并新酒夺去人的心。我的民求问木偶，以为木杖能指示他们，因为他们的淫心使他们失明，他们就行淫离弃神，不守约束。
The world and the things in the world become idols to us when we choose to love them instead of God.
所以世界和世界上的事成了我们的偶像，我们就离开神。
I remember when I was a new believer.
我记得我还刚刚信主的时候。
I heard someone describe God as a jealous God.
我听到这样的说法，说到神是嫉邪的神。
I thought to myself, how could God be jealous?
我就在想，神怎么也会嫉邪、嫉妒呢
？Like, what would he even be jealous of?
他到底为什么这样子呢
？He's God.
他是神呢
？There's no way the Bible says that.
啊，神，圣经真是这样说的吗
well, ？But then I opened the Bible and I saw the instances where God indeed calls himself a jealous God.
所以当我开始翻开圣经来读的时候，真是看见神他自己说他是一个嫉邪者。
Exodus 34 verse 14 says, For you shall not worship any other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God.
在出埃及记三四章十四节说到，不可敬拜别神，因为耶和华是嫉邪的神，名为嫉邪者。
You know that idols take away our time, our attention, our devotion.
我们知道这个偶像会把我们的时间，把我们的注意力啊，都挪走。
As a result, we no longer give God his due worship.
我们就不会来敬拜我们的神。
And we no longer pursue the things of God.
我们也不来追求我们的神。
And as a result, we fall farther away from him.
越来越远离神。
We fall farther away from the best things that he wants to give to us.
会远离神所赐给我们的最好的事物。
Our God isn't jealous because he needs anything.
神他嫉邪并不是因为他缺少什么
But it's because he loves us and knows that we will fall away from him if we choose the world.
因为他爱我们他知道若是我们在爱世界的时候我们就是转离爱他离开他
Loving the world does not simply mean we don't love God.
爱世界不是简单的只是说我们不爱神
Because let's read what it says in James chapter 4, verse 4.
在雅各书四章四节里头说到。
It says, You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Why shouldn't we love the world?
为什么我们要爱这个世界呢
？It's because when we love the world, we align ourselves with everything that goes against God.
为什么我们不能爱这个世界？因为当我们爱这个世界的时候，我们就与敌反对基督的为友了。
We pick the temporal over the eternal.
我们捡起了这个暂时的，却是丢弃了永恒的。
We promote ourselves instead of advancing His kingdom.
我们在那里把自己放在追求他的国的以外。
We keep the glory instead of giving the glory to God.
我们自己在那里保守这个荣耀，却不把他当得的荣耀归给神。
So brothers and sisters, we need to make a conscious choice.
所以我们在这里必须做一个明确的选择。
Will we love the world or will we love God?
我们在这里是爱世界呢，还是爱神？
Because we can only pick one.
我们只能两者里头取一。
Now, if we are to not love the world, we should understand what are the things in the world.
当我们在那里说不要爱世界的时候，我们需要来明白这个世界里面的事情。
And John reveals to us in verse 16 the three categories of worldly affection.
在十六节里头，约翰提到有三个类别，三大类这个爱世界的表现。
And all the three categories we need to be on guard against.
这三类我们都需要在那里提防。
And it's important to note here that as John mentions, that these things come from the world and not from the Father.
在这里我们看见这三大类的事情都是从世界来，不是从父来的。
Our God wants us to draw near to Him.
我们的神要我们与他亲近。
But these things have the opposite effect.
但是这三样的事情呢，会把我们远离。
The first is the lust of the flesh.
第一个就是肉体的情欲。
And I can't help but point out that we have another polysemy here.
在这里，我们要注意，又有一个多义词。
You know that the word flesh here isn't referring to living creatures?
在这里，肉体不是指的生物。
It's not referring to that layer of muscle and fat between the skin and bones.
也不是指的皮肤和骨骼之间的那个肌肉和脂肪层。
It's alluding to our natural sin tendencies.
这里指的是我们天然的那个犯罪的倾向。
So the unredeemed part of us or the old man that we are trying to put off.
就是我们旧人那一部分还没有完全得赎得救的那一部分。
And if we look at Galatians 5, Paul tells us in verses 19 to 21 what happens when we succumb to the lusts of the flesh.
在加拉太书的五章十九到二十一节里面，我们看见当我们屈服于我们这个肉体的时候，什么样的情形会发生。
And it's a pretty long list, so I'll just read through it.
这是一个比较长的一段，我把它读一下。
It says, Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you,that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇敌、仇恨、争竞、忌恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事，人必不能承受神的国。
And brothers and sisters, as we go through this list, we find ourselves prone to any of this behavior.
当我们在这里看这一个一个的，我们会发现我们其实很容易落在这些里面。
Notice how all these attitudes and actions stem from a self-centered desire.
我们会发觉这一切的欲望都是起源于我们自我为中心的欲望。
We do these things to please ourselves.
因为我们要使我们自己得着喜悦。
We do these things to placate our urges.
里面好像有那个肉体的情欲，我们在那里要来成就。
So then how are we to deny ourselves from giving into the lust of the flesh?
那我们怎样与肉体来征战呢？
I think if we take a look at a few verses earlier in Galatians 5, we can take a look at verses 16 and 17.
若是我们来看这个加拉太的这一段的之前的圣经节，我们可以看见。
It says in verse 16, But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh.
在十六节里头说到，若是我们体贴圣灵，我们就不会来体贴肉体。
17, For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please.
因为肉体和情欲相争，情欲和肉体相争。
Whatever the flesh,
肉体相争。
Whatever the flesh wants to lead us towards, the Holy Spirit wants to lead us away from.
所有情欲要带我们去的，是圣灵在那里要带我们离开的。
The flesh wants us to experience temporary pleasures.
肉体要我们来享受暂时的肉体的这个喜乐。
The Holy Spirit wants us to enjoy eternal satisfaction.
而圣灵要带领我们来享受这个永远的圣灵中的喜乐。
The flesh wants to steer us towards desecration.
肉体要把我们带到这个灭亡的里面。
The Holy Spirit wants to guide us towards sanctification.
但是圣灵却是要让我们成圣。
With the flesh, we wake up each day thinking, what do I want for myself today?
肉体在那里天天让我们来思想今天想要得着什么。
With the Holy Spirit, we ask ourselves, how would the Lord like me to serve Him today?
而圣灵要我们来思想主今天要我来做什么。
And let's take a look further on in Galatians 5, verse 22.
我们再接下来看加拉太书的5章22节。
It says this from 22 to 25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
在22到25节说到圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。
Gentleness, self-control, against such things there is no law.
温柔节制这样的事没有律法禁止。
Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
We need to remind ourselves of the redemption that Christ has accomplished for us.
我们必须常常在那里被提醒，主耶稣他的救恩已经成就的。
That we have been crucified with him on a cross.
我们已经与他一同钉在十字架上。
We need to not just live by the Spirit, but also walk by the Spirit.
我们不单要因信称义，而且要因信得生。
To heed His voice, to obey His leading.
听他在我们里面的带领，顺服他的引领。
That is how we overcome the lust of the flesh.
这就是我们如何来战胜这个肉体的情欲。
And what is the second category of things in the world?
第二类的这个世界，爱世界是什么呢？
It is the lust of the eyes.
就是眼目的情欲。
We know that our eyes are primary organs for perceiving the world.
我们知道眼睛是我们用来看这个世界周围环境的这个器官。
And the enemy often uses our eyes to tempt us by dangling attractive things in front of us.
但是仇敌常常借着这个用这个吸引我们注意力的在我们眼前晃动来引诱我们。
So in other words, lust of the eyes is saying that we must take care not to be covetous.
这边说到我们眼目的情欲就是那些让我们贪心的事情。
Because covetousness is a serious issue amongst mankind.
这个贪心贪婪这个是我们人的一个非常严重的一个问题。
Because it is indicative of our displeasure with what we have.
这个说明我们在我们里面我们没有得着满足。
And it creates this vicious cycle of always wanting more and more.
里面产生一个恶性的循环，就是我们想要更多。
Let us not forget what transpired in the Garden of Eden between Eve and the serpent.
在这里我们想到这个夏娃在伊甸园里头发生的故事。
God had told them, Adam and Eve not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神告诉亚当和夏娃不能吃这个院子中的那个智慧分别善恶树。
But how does the serpent manage to trick Eve into eating the forbidden fruit?
在这里我们看到那个蛇在那里引诱夏娃来吃这个禁果。
We can turn to Genesis chapter 3 verses 4 to 7.
我们一起来看创世纪的三章四到七节。
And up to this point, Eve had already told the serpent that God commanded them not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil because they will die if they do so.
在这里神已经告诉亚当说不能吃这个园中的分别知识善恶树吃了就要死。
Verse 4 says, the serpent said to the woman, you surely will not die.
蛇对女人说你们不一定死。
For God knows that in a day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
When the women saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧。 就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings.
他们两人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
Eve ate from the tree because the tree was a delight to the eyes.
在这里，夏娃她吃了这个树上的果子，因为这个果子悦人眼目。
It was desirable to make one wise.
哦，又让她觉得能够，实在里面有这个欲望，想要得着智慧。
And when you look at it from the surface, this action almost seems innocent.
从这个表面看，这个行为实在。
From a worldly perspective, you could argue that it makes logical sense why she would give in and eat the forbidden fruit.
从这个世界的这个观点来看的话，这个她吃了这个禁果，实在没有什么大不了的事情。
But it's clear that a covetous heart made both Adam and Eve disobey God's explicit command.
但是因为这个贪心使他们违背了神对他们的命令。
And as a result, sin plagued the entirety of mankind.
就是因为这样，罪进入了人类。
Brothers and sisters, there are obvious things we ought not to covet.
这个非常明显的事情就是我们不能贪心。
For example, the last commandment of the Ten Commandments tells us to not covet our neighbor's wife or his possessions.
在十诫的最后一条说到，我们不能去贪心，去看别人。
But we can also pray to coveting things that are seemingly innocent.
我们有人可能要问这个贪心看起来好像是无辜的。
Maybe we're coveting a promotion at work.
也许你会说我想要能够升迁。
Or a new house or a car.
在工作中升迁，在家里想要有一个新的房子或者新车。
Maybe it's even a person you have an interest in.
或者你有一个你所喜欢的人。
Satan can dangle anything.
Satan 可以利用这一切。
Money, status, positions, you name it.
或者是金钱，或者是地位，这些所有的这些事情。
And he uses these things to lure us towards the world and away from God.
把我们引诱去爱这个世界而远离神。
And so if I were to ask a simple question right now,
现在假如我来问这一个简单的问题。
If I were to ask you, what would make you happy right now?
什么东西可以让你觉得快乐呢？
What is that first thing that pops to mind?
什么是最先的这个回答对你来说？
Now consider that thing you're thinking of would draw you closer to God or farther away.
你在那里要思想，你是要离神更近呢，还是离神更远？
So how then do we combat the lust of the eyes?
那我们怎样来抵制这个眼目的情欲？
How do we stop ourselves from being covetous?
怎样能够不让自己来贪心？
Let's take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6.
我们来看提摩太前书的第六章第六节。
So these verses are specifically speaking of money.
这些圣经节是在那里讲到钱财。
But I believe this can be applied to anything we could potentially covet.
但我相信这个可以用在所有的有关于贪心、贪婪这件事上。
Verse 6, but godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment.
第六节说到，然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了。
For we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
If we have food and covering with these, we shall be content.
只要有衣有食，就当知足。
But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction.
但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
For the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil.And some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透。
We need to learn to have a grateful heart to defeat covetousness.
我们要来学习有一个感恩的心来战胜这个贪心。
Because if we can be content in our circumstances, we can be thankful for what we have received from God.
我们在所有神所赐给我们的这些事物上面，我们都能够知足，都能感恩。
And we remember what we have received from God, we won't obsess over the things that we don't have.
当我们知道我们这一切都是主所赐给的，我们就不会在那里想要所没有的。
It's like that hymn, Count Your Blessings, I think it's 715 in our hymnodies.
就像诗歌715首在我们诗歌本中的。
Just count your blessings, name them one by one.
要数主的恩惠，要一一的数。
Count your blessings, see what God hath done.
既看属主的恩惠，既看他曾如何眷顾你。
Remember all the things that God has done for you.
当我们在那里记起神看我们给我们所做的。
And that, I believe, is the secret to defeating lustful eyes.
这就是能够让我们战胜眼目情欲的这个秘诀。
And lastly, we come to the third category.
最后我们来看这个第三类
The boastful pride of life
今生的骄傲
Now the lust of the eyes is regarding coveting things that we do not have
这个眼目的情欲说到的是我们没有的东西我们在那里想要得到
Boastful pride of life means being prideful with the things we do have
今生的骄傲呢就是在那里夸耀我们拥有的东西
Human ego seeks to flaunt anything we can
我们在那里夸耀任何的事情我们想要得的。
Perhaps it's our grades at school.
或者是在学校得着的好的成绩。
Maybe it's our job title or our salary.
或者是我们职场的工作或者这个工资。
It could be our popularity or our relationships.
或者我们的人际关系我们受欢迎的程度。
Whatever it is, we want to boast about it so that we can receive recognition and applause from others.
所以当我在那里想要夸耀的时候，我可以得着别人的称赞。
And this pride of life is dangerous because we create this false mindset that we are self-sufficient.
而这些呢，都非常的有危险，会让我们造成一种自足自给的这样子的一个假象。
We exalt ourselves.
当我们在那里夸耀自己的时候
Thinking that we are superior to others
我们就好像觉得我高人一等
However, an arrogant person cannot be an effective servant in the kingdom of God
但是像这样的人却不能成为神国度中可用的器皿
Remember what our Lord Jesus said
我们在这里来想主耶稣所告诉我们的
That to follow him we need to take up our cross and deny ourselves
他告诉我们需要背起自己的十字架舍己来跟随他
We cannot follow after him if we continue to pride ourselves on the things that we have
我们不能来跟随他的同时在那里不停地夸耀我们自己拥有的
And so I ask, do we find our identity and our worth in the things that we own today?
我们可能会在那里看我们今天所得着的这一些我们在那里夸耀
And if these things were stripped away from us, would we be unshaken?
若是这些东西都挪走的话，我们就会动摇。
I remember coming across a video that went viral late last year.
上去年的时候，我看到有一个视频。
Back in December, some of you may have remembered there were tornadoes that were ravaging across the states of Kentucky, Illinois, Tennessee, and all those areas.
在那个时候有那个龙卷风影响到那些州在 Illinois 州或者是 Kentucky 这些州
And there was one video that showed one particular house that was in the affected area that was just completely decimated by the tornado
看见其中有一件事情就是有一家是被这个龙卷风彻底的毁掉了
The roof was completely blown off
这个屋顶整个被龙卷风卷走了。
All the doors have come off their hinges.
门也通通的掉了下来。
Everywhere on the floor, shattered glass, overturned furniture.
地上满了一地的都是碎的玻璃和坏掉的家具。
And the entire house was one single item that was left intact.
在这个整个家里头只有一样东西是完整的。
And it was the house piano.
这是这座钢琴。
And in, so in the middle of all the wreckage, the owner of the house starts going to the piano and sits in front of it.
在面对所有的这一个漆篮通通破坏的这个景象面前，这个家主他就径直的走到这个钢琴前面坐在那里。
And he starts playing this Christian worship song called There's Something About That Name.
他开始在那里弹奏那首歌曲，就是何等奇妙耶稣圣名。
And the owner's sister secretly films the owner playing this song on a piano.
他的姐妹在那里拍摄了这一段。
And she publishes this on social media.
他把这个放在这个就是网上来让大家看。
And the video went viral because despite the evident carnage, there strangely seemed to be this sense of peace.
这个实在在网上变得非常的受欢迎，因为这实在是令人鼓舞的，看到所有其他都是毁坏的场面，这个地方有平安。
And so I'll just read the lyrics from that song.
我在这里读一下这一段的歌词。
It says, Jesus, 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 there's something about that name.
耶稣，耶稣，耶稣，何等奇妙，耶稣圣。
Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain.
基督，救主耶稣，如同朝露洁净芳香。
Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim.
耶稣，耶稣，耶稣，天上人间同声颂扬。
Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
历代君王都将过去，唯有耶稣圣名永存。
So the owner's sister said that her brother's house, his kingdom had been destroyed.
她的姐妹，就是这个屋主的这个姐妹说，虽然她的兄弟的家好像对她来说是她的一个国度，整个被破坏了。
However, his hope in the Lord did not waver.
但是他对主的那个盼望却没有丝毫的动摇。
Brothers and sisters, can we respond in the same way if our kingdoms are taken away from us?
我们能否也像这位信徒那样，当我们的我们所有的这个国度挪走的时候，我们也能这样吗？
Can we still be satisfied in the Lord if our kingdoms were brought to ruin?
我们仍然能够在主里头有满足，当主把我们所有的一切挪走。
If everything we had was suddenly taken away from us, would our identity change?
当主把我们所拥有的这些东西拿走了以后，我们仍然能够说我们还是过去所有的那样。
Well, let's take a look at two places in the Bible to see how we can counteract the boastful pride of life.
我们再来看圣经的两个地方，看我们怎样来对战胜这个今生的骄傲。
And the first is in Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 to 24.
在耶利米书九章二十三和二十四节。
Verse 23, Thus says the Lord, Let not a wise man boast of his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast of his might, let not a rich man boast of his riches.
二十三节，耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口。
But let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord.
夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上。施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。
So simply put, to not fall prey to the boastful pride of life, we need to know our God.
所以我们若是认识神，我们就不会在那里夸我们今生所经历的。
Because He is El Shaddai.
因为所有这些都要过去。
He is the Almighty God.
但是我们的神却是大能。
He's the All-Sufficient God.
他是自由拥有的。
And when we know who he is and how unworthy we are in comparison,
当我们在那里明白认识他就是那个我是的神和他能够使我们得着满足为我们所做的。
then we'll find that we have nothing of our own to boast about.
我们知道我们的不配，我们也没有办法夸耀。
And the second place we can look at is Galatians 6, verse 14, which I'm sure many brothers and sisters are familiar with.
第二处就是加拉太书6章14节说的。
But may it never be that I would boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架救我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上，就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。The
worldly man would never boast of the cross.
属世界的，属血气的，不会在那里夸耀十字架。Because
to the world it is a symbol of suffering and shame.
因为对世界而论，十字架是一个羞辱，是一个苦难。But
to us as Christians, the cross reminds us that the Son of God came down to seek us personally.
但是对我们这些信主的，我们知道十字架代表的是我们的主来到世上为我们死。And
despite our sins and transgressions, He died so that we may live.
虽然因着我们的罪，他为我们死。
Let us not therefore remember that we no longer live for ourselves.
让我们能够知道明白，我们不再为我们自己活。
We live for Christ because we have been crucified with Him to the world.
我们应该为主活，因为我们已经向着，向着主，向着十字架，向着世界已经死。And
so these are the three worldly categories that we need to be on guard against, these things of the world.
这三类事情我们要学习，要来战胜，来对抗。And
John then also gives us an additional reason why we ought not to love the world.
在这里，约翰又给我们另外一个原因，为什么我们不要爱世界。It's
because the world and its lusts will all pass away.
因为世界和其上的情欲都要过去。Would
you invest all your money today in a company that will go bankrupt tomorrow?
我们今天会 把我们所有的钱都投资在我们知道要失败的公司上吗?
Even the person who is most inept at finance will know not to do that.
虽然我们也许我们对这个财务一点都不明白，我们也不会做这样的事情。And
so if we know this concept, why would you do the same with your spiritual lives and love the world?
若是我们在世界上知道这样做，我们在属灵的事上
Because as the world and its lust pass away, everything we devote to it will perish along with it.
所以因为这个世界即将过去，若是我们把我们的精力都集中在世界上面，所有这一切都会失去。Let
us not be deceived by the allure of temporary pleasure.
我们不要被暂时的这个喜乐在那里迷惑。
Let us not deny ourselves from the eternal treasures our Lord has prepared for us in heaven.
不要放弃，主在天上为我们存留预备的所有的这一切财宝。And
so then on the flip side,
在另一面,
who can live forever to enjoy eternal things?
谁可以永远活着来享受在天上为我们永存的呢?
John tells us it is the one who does the will of God and lives forever.
在这里，约翰告诉我们是遵守神旨意的，我们可以永远存在。And
this should not be surprising.
这个，我们不应该觉得惊讶。Because
if we love God,
若是我们爱神,
we would want to do His will.
我们愿意来遵行他的旨意。Because
if we just say that we love God, but then refuse to do the things He commands of us,
若是我们只是说我们愿意，但是我们却不做，
and we are just simply deceiving ourselves.
我们就在欺骗我们自己。And
so some of us, including myself when I first read this, might be wondering, isn't faith what saves us?
有些人可能会问，包括我自己一开始在问，
isn't faith what enables us to live forever?
不是因信可以得永生吗？
After all, you mentioned John 3:16 earlier, where it says that whoever believes in the Lord shall not perish, but have eternal life.
在约翰福音3章16节里头说，信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So how come here it says that it is the one who does his will that lives forever?
那为什么在这里说是遵行神旨意的永远长存？
So it's true that we have received salvation by grace through faith.
哦，这个实在是确实的，就是我们因信可以得永生。
And Ephesians 2 makes this very clear to us.
在以弗所书的二章。
It says in verse 8, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
八节里头说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So for more clarity, let's consider what it says in John chapter 5.
我们再来看。在约翰福音五章里头讲得更加清楚。
And we'll start from verse 39.
从三十九节开始。
And here the Lord is speaking to the Jewish leaders.
在这里主向着犹太的这些领袖们说。
Verse 39 says, You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
And you are unwilling to come to me so that you may have life.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
I do not receive glory from men.
我不受从人来的荣耀。
But I know you, that you do not have the love of God in yourselves.
但我知道你们心里没有神的爱。
I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him.
我奉我父的名来，你们并不接待我。若有别人奉自己的名来，你们倒要接待他。
How can you believe when you receive glory from one another, and you do not seek the glory that is from the one and only God?
你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？
The Jewish leaders refused to receive the Lord Jesus and believe in him.
犹太的领袖拒绝来相信，来接受主。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they would rather receive glory from fellow man than receive the glory that is from the one and only God.
他们宁愿求人的荣耀，却不愿意接受从神来的荣耀。
And the Lord knows that these leaders do not have the love of God in them.
所以主知道这些犹太领袖没有神的爱。
So by extension, in other words, these Jewish leaders chose to love the world instead of loving God.
另一个方向来说的话，这些犹太的领袖他们在那里选择爱世界而不是爱神。
So we can see here a true saving faith involves a love for God.
在这里我们看见真正的信仰信心就是要爱神，不是爱世界。
We love God because we have faith in who He is and what He has done for us.
我们爱神是因为我们信他，而且知道他就是他那个我是和他为我们所做的一切。
And so we try to piece together this puzzle.
所以我们把这个把这个放在一起。
The one who has faith in the Lord will live forever.
我们看见相信神的，有这个信心的，可以永远永生有永生。
The one who has faith in the Lord loves God.
那有信心的会爱神。
The one who loves God does the will of God.
那爱神的愿意来遵行行神的旨意。
So if you piece that all together, we can see why John is saying that the one who does the will of God will live forever.
所以我们把这些通通放在一起的时候，我们就知道遵行神旨意的就要永存。
Sometimes when we hear the phrase doing the will of God, I think we feel intimidated.
有的时候我们在那里说到要遵行神旨意的时候，我们觉得有点害怕。
Perhaps it's because we don't know where to begin.
你可能不知道从哪里开始。
Or maybe we immediately compare ourselves to biblical figures such as Paul or John.
我们可能一下子就在那里来跟圣经里头的这些像保罗啊，像约翰来做比较。
And we think there's no way that we could do what they've done.
我们可能在说，我们不可能像他们那样。
Paul and John, they're up here.
这个保罗和约翰他们都这样高。
I'd be lucky enough to say I'm here compared to them.
跟他们相比，我们就这么矮，这么一点点。
But I would like us to be encouraged by a brother that the English group recently read about.
我在这里想要鼓励我们的弟兄们我们这个暑假在那里一起读的一本书。
It's just this past winter break during Christmas and New Year's, the English group gathered together to read a book called The Practice of the Presence of God.
在已过的这个寒假我们这个英文组的我们在一起读这本书叫与神同在。
And this book contains a number of documented conversations and letters detailing the spiritual practices of a man simply known as Brother Lawrence.
在这本书里头有很多的对话或者书信在那里描述这位弟兄叫劳伦斯弟兄他怎样与神同在。
And this Brother Lawrence was a French monk who worked in the kitchen of the monastery during the 17th century.
他是17世纪当中的这样一位弟兄他生活在法国的一个修道院里头。
And so I'd like to read an excerpt from this book's preface, which summarizes the brother's spiritual life quite well.
我在这里讲一点就是这本书的前言在他是总结了这位劳伦斯弟兄他怎样与神同行。
It says, Brother Lawrence's one desire was for communion with God.
劳伦斯弟兄的一个愿望就是与神有交通。
We find him worshiping more in his kitchen than in his cathedral.
你发现他在厨房里敬拜神比在大的教堂里头敬拜更多。
He could pray with another Lord of all pots and pans and things.
他可以与那一位一起祷告就是那位所有锅碗瓢盆和事物的主。
Make me a saint by getting meals and washing up the plates.
他说让我在做饭和洗盘子当中来成圣。
I believe this little insight into Brother Lawrence's life reveals the secret to doing God's will.
这个让我们看见一点点的秘诀就是我们的劳伦斯弟兄他是怎样与神同行。
It is to acknowledge God and converse with God in all aspects of our lives.
就是要承认我们的这位主把所有各个方面的我们的生活都来交托仰望主。
It is to seek God's presence in whatever situation we are in.
所以要寻求他的同在无论我们在什么地方。
To rely on his grace and his guidance.
来依靠他的引领他的恩典。
So that he can accomplish what he desires in us.
所以神可以在我们的生活当中来成就他所要成就的。
Brother Lawrence encourages everyone to learn to practice the presence of God at all times.
劳伦斯弟兄在那里鼓励我们所有的每一个人都来实现来操练这样子的与神同在。
Do we see God in all that we do?
我们应该看见神所做的一切。
Whether it's through praying,
借着祷告
or reading his word,
读他的话
or fellowshipping with others,
与别的弟兄姐妹的交通。
Because if we love the Lord, we will want to seek the Lord.
当我们爱神的时候，我们愿意来寻求他。
And he will reveal to us his will.
他会将他的旨意来启示给我们。
And I especially like one of Brother Lawrence's quotes written in this book.
我特别喜欢劳伦斯弟兄在这本书中写到的一段话。
He says this, he says, Believe me, count as lost each day you have not used in loving God.
相信我若是你不是与主同在同行的话那一天就是失去
How many days have we lost already?
我们已经失去了多少天数呢
Let us redeem the time while we still have time
让我们趁着还有今日我们来赎回光阴
So brothers and sisters, who will you choose to love today and every day?
弟兄姐妹我们今天要选择是来爱神呢还是爱世界
I think of that line in the song As the Deer
这个就是像我们这个诗歌里头所唱的那样
It says As the deer panteth for the water so my soul longeth after thee
那首诗歌说如鹿切慕溪水我的心要切慕你
You alone are my heart's desire and I long to worship thee
唯有你是我心所爱我渴慕来敬拜你
Indeed, may our God be our heart's one desire.
但愿主是神是我们心中唯一所愿。
May we long to worship him.
我们 渴慕来敬拜他。
So I say again, do not love the world nor the things in the world.
我再说，我们来爱神，不要来爱世界。
Love God.
爱神。
Love God because the world will never be able to satisfy our deepest longings, but God can and He will.
因为世界永远无法满足我们最深的那个需要、渴望，但是神可以，而且他会。
Love God because He causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him.
爱神，因为他让凡事临到我们都有他的美意，叫爱神的人得益处。
Love God because He is everlasting and gives us access to His eternal joy.
爱神，因为他是永存，而且他让我们能够得着永生。
Love God because He sent His Son to die for us so that we may receive salvation from sin and death.
爱神，因为他赐他的独生子来到世上，救我们脱离罪和死亡。
Love God because He loved us first.
爱他，因为他先爱我们。
Love God.
爱神。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your great love towards us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你向着我们的大爱。
And we want to ask you to indeed reveal to us if we are ever to love the world instead of you.
求你启示我们，让我们看见，不是我们，不是爱你，而是爱世界。
Show us your love so that we may indeed be drawn by your love once again and dedicate to loving you alone.
将你的爱启示我们，让我们能够来被你吸引，更多的爱你，不是爱世界。
Let us remember all the things you have done for us.
让我们能够记起你为我们所做的一切。
That we may declare that we want to forsake the world and follow after you alone.
好叫我们可以这样子宣告，我们愿意放下爱世界来爱你。
So Lord, each day may you teach us to continue to say that we love you.
每一天主啊，教导我们，我们可以说主，我们爱你。
Thank you and praise you.
谢谢你，赞美你。
We pray all these things in your Son's most holy and precious name.
这祷告祈求。奉我主耶稣最宝贵圣洁的名 ，Amen。